Good morning, everybody. This is Yudonna Power in Los Angeles. It's so exciting to be here. Today is President's Day. It is like an honor to have the freedom that we have, the joy and the love and the ability, the freedom to recreate our lives exactly the way we want. We are not stuck in a rut unless we allow ourselves to be. We can choose. And I just wanted to say one thing before I introduce a man who is the reason that we're all here, that we are the president of our own company. We are the president and we are the CEO. And we get to strategize, we get to do the work, we get to lead, and we get to learn what that is. Most of us have been accustomed to having a job, not having to be a leader in industry. You have the ability, and many people on this call are the leaders, the president and CEO of their own companies that are generating millions of dollars a year. When I realized how much my company was generating and had been generating over the last many years, I realized, holy mackerel, that's a CEO's income. Good grief, what's that? Because I'm an artist, I came from another side. This is a possibility for all of us to step into that responsibility, that vision, and that holding the space and taking it at the speed that you want it to go. So I just want to honor that for all of us and say thank you to the man who's put this call together and has held it together for over 11 and a half years. We're going on 12 years now soon. And he's an author. He's an amazing visionary himself and entrepreneur. And so I want to say thank you to him for providing this call 15 minutes in the morning, Monday through Friday, come rain or come shine, and today it's raining in Los Angeles. Yes! So I get to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Thank you so very, very much, Yudonna. Oh my gosh, you put all that so beautifully, so quickly, and so just powerfully. And again, power is in your name, so that's why probably right there. Anyway, guys, thank you for being here, showing up. I am so grateful for this community that we have together here, tribe, family. There's so many fun words that different people use to describe the gathering of a conversation where we're all starting to really see each other going from one magnificent win to the next. I just heard that and wrote that down in my notes from being on the first hour of Dave and Carrie MacArthur with the workbook, and the whole workshop is happening, and I'm so grateful. I got to go see Dave today and get my workbook and after I did yoga. So with that, it's been a fun morning already, and I'm just so excited to be here with you. So let's all take a breath, and as we do, you know, Yudonna said something that made me think of that one line, you know, I am the captain of my soul, the master of my fate, and that just seeing you go from one magnificent win to the next, let's breathe in what that feels like as you see yourself go from that magnificent win to the next on three, breathe in, one, two, three, breathe in. And just see yourself and be so grateful that you just stepped up and you got a little higher. And it's just that feeling, that peaceful rest, and breathe out. Good job, my friends. And, of course, I'm going to drink the rest of my Epnox. I'm so excited. Or water or coffee. I always see Debbie Beebe drinking her coffee right now. I should probably just spit some out. Anyway, with that, I'm so grateful for this man in my life and how he continues to take his own life to his next level and inspire himself and inspire his family and inspire all of us along the way. And then always wanting to, once he's proven a law to himself or gained his own testimony of a test that he has performed, he then wants to share. And he does it so beautifully. So, brother, good morning. I feel like we've already had a whole morning together.
I know, like a whole week's worth this morning, right? I love that process.
Thank you for that hour, man. Wow.
Thank you. I love it. What a mastermind group we have. Our tribe, right? This is our tribe. We meet every Monday, every morning, actually. One of the things that I had talked about earlier today and that's kind of on my mind for the call this morning is outgrowing your current position. Doesn't that just feel cool? Doesn't that feel great, like outgrowing your current position? Like, Lenny, there's something that you're wanting to outgrow with mountain biking. Like, you're at a certain place right now, so this is your experience that you're having right now with mountain biking. What would be outgrowing your current position with mountain biking?
Oh, racing in the True Grit. It's a 42-mile race in one day. It takes about 8 hours of mountain biking. I've never done anything like it. It would take me to my next level. And I haven't signed up for it just because I just don't even know if that's physically possible for what I'm currently able to do.
Yeah, I love that. And you shared something with me, too, about what you're wanting to do with a group of people. Like, would that be outgrowing your current position?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's definitely getting me out of my comfort zone. I've had to write things down, and I'm walking through, and I've practiced it. And so now I'm actually going to manifest that next week. That's wild. That's cool. Yes.
You outgrew your current position, right? And
yes.
That's a process that it's the inward upward climb. Everybody has it. And we could negate it by being fearful of it, like doubting ourselves or not knowing how to accomplish it. What was it that Jim Cooper says? A confused mind is a paralyzed mind. So when we can learn and gain the information and the understanding of how to start moving forward, that's the little H. There's a bigger H. Susan Sly calls them divine connections. It's like these people come out of nowhere to help you accomplish your goal. Like, where were you for the last 15 years, right? But all of a sudden, they start popping up. And there's a way to make that happen, like to facilitate that, where the right doors start opening. Beckwith, who was in the movie The Secret, he says, where there were only walls before, all of a sudden open doors, and you just step right through them. Who wouldn't want to live like that, right? That's life by design. Carrie's license plate says by design. And my license plate says M to M. So you need the principles to be able to design your life. And most people don't know the principles, right? And that's what this call is all about. That's what really Isagenix is all about. It's this personal development program with just the best nutrition on the planet, in the universe. It's like unparalleled. It's a fifth dimension. It's unparalleled nutrition. And they are truly unlocking the secrets of science and nature like nobody ever has. And that's in their mission statement to do that. That's interesting. I'm sure John Anderson, Jim and Kathy Cooper see in their minds unlocking the secrets of science and nature and what that does for humanity. I'm sure they see it in their mind. That's what I want to talk about today, outgrowing your current position. Neville Goddard talks about an older gentleman. He was a retired gentleman that lived in his home. It was a rented home. And he was listening to Neville Goddard with some skepticism. And Neville Goddard's teaching him these principles, the more subtle principles. Like, we all know the principle of gravity. And we know the principle of do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? If you smack somebody in the jaw, what are they probably going to do? They're probably going to smack you right back. When you smile at somebody, what are they going to do? They're probably going to smile right back 9 times out of 10. Remember, Lenny, when you told that story of your walking your daughter to school and she was nervous, it was a new school. She was like, oh, people just don't, they're not very friendly here, Dad. And you were like, oh, okay. Do you want to tell that story, like what happened in that moment as you were walking her to school?
Absolutely. You know, I thought I'd made this huge mistake because I'd moved neighborhoods and states and cities. And it was just kind of a tough move right then. And I said, let's do an experiment. And so we didn't make eye contact with or smile at anyone on the way to school that day. And we did it the whole way. And then on the way back that day, I picked her up from school, too. I got to do that then. And on the way back, we totally played the different game where we said, let's make eye contact and smile at everybody and see the difference. And we did it. And I remember her saying, wow, Dad, I get it. It's up to us. And it was just like, oh, my God. Those are the moments, right, when we start to really see the effect we have on everything.
Yeah,
right?
Out of the mouth of babes. I love that. Oh, I see. It's up to us. And it is. It's always up to us, right? So taking responsibility, this retired gentleman that was going to Neville Goddard's lectures, he always had open lectures to anybody that wanted to come and hear what he had to say. They were sinking in, but it was on. With skepticism. So the gentleman living in this home, very modest home that he's renting, says, you know what? Neville Goddard sounds pretty sure of himself. Why don't I just go ahead and test it? And he said, instead of setting his sights on a really high achievement, he said, I would like to have a new rug. And Neville Goddard taught him how to see that rug in his home, like as if it was there now. As he's walking through the house, he's walking across the rug. What does that rug feel like? What's the joy that he's getting from the rug in his home as he sees it, as he's walking across it? Man, I'd see myself laying down on it, right? So he taught him that. And with skepticism, he went ahead and played at 100% and did what Neville Goddard suggested. And by golly, he got the rug. Now, when he desired the rug, he had no way of purchasing the rug. Limited income. If he could have gotten the rug, he just would have ahead and gotten it, right? But there wasn't any way that he could see. There was only walls as to having this particular rug that he wanted. But he lived into ownership of having that rug before the way was made. The way was made to know how to get that rug. So he did it before that, and he enjoyed the rug emotionally. And that facilitates the law of compensation in a person's life. Let me say that again. Him doing that facilitates the law of compensation. And this is one of those laws that he didn't know about. It's one of these more subtle laws that people just could be skeptical about, so much so that the vast majority of people don't believe in, buy into it, so you're not hearing it in public places. But Neville Goddard was teaching it, and he picked it up, and he started doing it. The law of compensation says that there has to be value added. There has to be value added. And what was the value in this case? The man didn't have any money to give, so in order to get something, you have to give something. But in this case, the gentleman didn't have anything to give, just like Joe Vitale from the movie The Secret, when he was living on a park bench because he was homeless. And now he's in the movie The Secret, living a life of abundance and prosperity and contribution. He didn't have anything to give, but how did he get out of the hole that he was in? Same way this gentleman got the rug. He lived into the receiving it and the feelings that are created with that. You see, those are an expenditure of force. When you can think a thought and put feeling behind it, it's like currency. It's the universal currency. Feeling, I'm going to make a little slogan for that and post it on Facebook. I better write it down because I might forget it as quick as it came up. Feeling is the universal currency. And it'll buy you whatever you're feeling about. It'll purchase it for you every time. And what we want is things that will sustain. So in sustaining, everybody has to win. Like, universal law is for everybody, not just for the person who wants something. Everybody's a winner. But you can self-indulge, like in a good way. Like, you can enjoy your environment. You are meant to enjoy your environment, and that's the upward climb that every person feels within them. Now, how to accomplish that? Bob Proctor says most people don't know how to do that. So he's living into the joy of having that rug in his home. And you can build the value up even beyond the joy that you're feeling, but that's enough. But if you want it to come with like with speed, like that Aladdin's lamp type of speed, start including other people that come into your home. And they're like, they are inspired by the rug that you have. It makes them feel great. It makes them appreciate things. It's like having a piece of art on the wall in a museum. As people come in and they see your rug, you're adding value to their day, to their life, to how they feel, to the beauty that they're being exposed to. That's value. That's universal currency, you guys. And it doesn't go unanswered. And so when you live that before you even have the rug and know how you're going to have the rug, that rug's coming. It can't be stopped. Somebody will give it to you. You'll find some money on the street. I don't know. I mean, there is an infinite amount of ways that that rug can be brought into your living room. A neighbor could say, you know what, or maybe somebody who's wealthy even, because it's a very expensive rug, they're remodeling, and you happen to run into that person, and they just mention, or you hear them over saying, I don't know what to do with this rug. You know, we bought a brand new rug. This one's new. I don't know what to do with it. And you hear that conversation. I'll take it. I would love to. I've been thinking about a new rug. What kind of rug? That's exactly the type of rug I was looking for. Now, skeptics on the other side, like this guy was skeptical when he's hearing Neville Goddard explain this, would say, oh, yeah, come on. That's not how it works. Get real. That's a fantasy. That's delusional. Well, then that means your cup is upside down. Rather than having the open side up and receiving the blessings, you're choosing to negate it by what your philosophy is telling you. And just maybe you might want to be open to the suggestion, especially if the person is living the kind of life that's exemplary of what you want to live. So it's a very powerful thing to understand and start to implement. Anybody can do that. Somebody who's homeless on a park bench can do that. They can add value. I did it with public speaking. I saw no way for me to be behind a podium, but I took a picture of me behind a podium at the library, and I felt all the value that was added for myself and for other people with that picture. I even wrote it down in detail. And I read it, and I enjoyed it, and I lived into that like it was really happening in my imagination. And I put the feeling behind it, sending that currency out. And one thing after another came into my life to where that started happening. Now I've done, I don't know, like over 1,500 presentations in just the last 5 years. One of those being fortunate enough to be asked by Isagenix in front of, you know, 14,000 people, plus those who were live streaming it. So what's the next step for you to outgrow your current environment? What's that next thing for you? Look at it as an already accomplished fact, and don't be generic about it. Write it down. You'll probably write it down. Like, think of a butterfly, and had this conversation this morning. A butterfly is pretty intricate. But when you think of a butterfly, you know, like, I want to see this flying insect that's just beautiful. That's a very vague type of thing. There's no detail in that. You have to use your intellectual side, the left side of your brain, to figure out the geometry of every one of those black lines that are in a butterfly wing and which way they go and how they're related to the other black lines on that wing, and then the color that's filled in. So you're actually stepping into it to where you don't see the overall beauty that you're enjoying. You're now intellectually looking at this thing, like mathematically. You're getting into the detail, and you're figuring it out, the blueprint. And then when that's all in place, you stand back. Whoa, there it is. There's the feeling. And you can connect with that feeling when you've taken the time to fill in the details. And you fill in those details correctly, it's going to create the feeling every time you read those details. Like right now, I look at my whiteboard. 2017 is a banner year. The most dramatic transformations with key people in financially strategic places who are hungry and ready. They're skillful. The most dramatic rank advancements with those key people and their team. Therefore, we have the most dramatic celebrating 2017. It's been an incredible year. What an incredible year. Seeing people receive their platinum award recognition on stage. There's a lot of feeling I get behind that because I took the time to build out the detail and then take the best parts of that detail and put it down to where I see it. I have it in front of me every day. So like the gentleman with the rug, the universe doesn't care whether it's something small or something big. A blade of grass is just as easy as growing an oak tree or carving out the Grand Canyon. It's all the same. It's how do I feel about it. That's what matters. So Lenny, I love this journey we're on, you know, I cleansed yesterday, Synergistic Sunday, getting everything just aligned. And I'm so grateful for Isagenix and the products that like wake me up before the alarm clock every day and give me sound sleep every night and give me the energy that I need mentally and physically all day long. I went to like 7 different cities last week. I did like 2 meetings and more sometimes in some of those areas in a day. Like, how do I do that? These incredible, unparalleled products. I put more of them in than I do the grocery store food. Susan Sly years ago taught, teach people to do 2 shakes a day. They'll thank you for it. And our nutrition is so terrible out there in the world that they need those 2 shakes a day. Teach them that. And they'll thank you if they follow through with it. So I'm grateful for Isagenix, for the freedom that it gives me physically, financially, and for this mastermind group that we have to support each other. Wherever 2 or 3 are gathered, when it comes to Isagenix Associates, there's some forward thinking happening. There's support. There's encouragement in that upward climb that's within all of us. Lenny, my brother, it's Monday. Hey. Let's do this thing.
Let's do this thing, brother. I can't even, what a call. Oh, my gosh, just the way you just helped us understand that. And I love that quote, feeling is the universal currency. And I wrote what you said, and it buys things. You can buy things with it, and you can purchase anything from it. You can, that's the currency. That's so beautiful how you explain that. It's awesome.
I love it.
Oh, all right, brother. Well, what a day already, and it's just beginning, guys. And so let's carry these intentions into every day part, into your next day part, into your next connection, into your next call, into your next training, into your next whatever it is that we're doing. It's so beautiful. Gosh, Dave, thank you. Such a beautiful thing. So, guys, I'm going to go ahead and unmute these lines and do a 1, 2, 3 Isagenix, and let's shout it. And don't forget Rhonda Collier, the amazing Rhonda Collier, hosts a call called Playing the Field with the Pros for business training, and it's powerful. And I believe Debbie Beebe herself is joined today, and she's just, wow, just incredible. So with that, guys, we love you, we see you, and we're grateful for you. So here we go. All right, let's do this, guys. 1, 2, 3.
I think.